They're all being too loud.
I really want to play right now.
I want to play Super Mario.
Can
I
get a slice of Super Mario on the Wii?
Grandpa, come take us on the Wii.
I'm turning off the TV and turning on the Wii.
Hey, Nata Aignatawa. It's the story time special.
This book is called Salmon Boy, A Legend of the Sekhelp People by Donna Jo. Long, long ago, a boy lived in a village called Kalpillin, the winter home of the Sekhelp Nation. The boy's people lived in great, long houses along the seashore. It was a good place to live, but the people often went hungry during the long winter months. In those days, so long ago, the salmon did not fill the creeks and rivers of Sekhelp. One beautiful summer day, the boy decided to escape the heat by going for a swim in the sea beside Kalpillin. As he swam up from the shore, a giant chum salmon seized him and pulled him down under the sea to the country of the salmon people. Although the country of the salmon people were beneath the sea, it was dry, and the salmon people walked about the same as people do above the sea. Everyone lived in cedar plank houses, and all along the beach their canoes were lined up in a row. The giant chum salmon took the boy to his home and made him a slave. The boy was fascinated by these very special people and took very careful note of everything they did. Some women made cedar root baskets and hats. Others made shredded cedar bark capes, skirts, and mats. Some men carved house poles, welcome poles, feast bowls, and dugout canoes from the wood of the cedar. In the winter, when the work of the summer was done and the longhouses were full of the salmon they had dried and smoked, they celebrated with singing and dancing for weeks at a time. Each house had its own singers and dancers. This was also the time for storytelling. Their food in winter months was salmon, which had been smoked and dried the summer before. In the spring, the people were hungry for food that was fresh. First, they gathered the eggs or the roe of the herring. Then, they peeled and ate the soft green shoots of the salmonberry and thimbleberry bushes. Soon, berries ripened on the bushes and the people ate their fill of the tasty fruit. In the summer, families left their winter longhouses, packed their things into their dugout canoes, and paddled across the water to small cedar sheds, where they lived and worked during the sunny weather. During this time, the people picked large amounts of salal berries, huckleberries, blueberries, and blackberries, and dried them on mats for use in the winter. They also fished the spring pink and sockeye salmon. In the fall, the chum and coho started upstream to spawn. Great quantities of these fish were dried, smoked, and stored away to feed the people during the winter. The boy studied the salmon people for 1 year, memorizing all the things they did to keep from going hungry. In the fall, the salmon people got ready to start upstream to their spawning grounds. All the little salmon began to cry, saying they wanted to go too. The elders told them they could not go until they were 4 years old, but the boy was allowed to go with the giant chum salmon who had captured him. When they were ready to start, they took all their canoes and paddled to a small stream. They were a glad and merry party and sang as they jumped in the water. When the salmon went upstream into shallow water, the little boy jumped out, went home to Kalpillin, and told the Sekhelp people about the many wonderful things he had seen in the land of the salmon people. In this way, the Sekhelp people learned many things. The most important thing they learned was the salmon are themselves a proud race. They are happy to come ashore each year and give their rich flesh to feed the people of the land, but they must be treated with respect. The people are on no account to break the neck of fish caught in the early days of the run, or the salmon would never return. The salmon creeks and rivers must always be kept clean and healthy, and each family must take only as many fish as needed, never wasting any. From that time forward, the Sekhelp Nation always treated the salmon properly and its people never went hungry. The end.